episode 69 of the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. Hey there, how are you? How's it going? How's everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Walking Leader podcast, and let's get started. This one, I'm going to talk about envisioning. Now, as a leader, well, first off, what is envisioning? Well, that is to picture mentally, especially some future event or events, to envision a bright future. A couple of other things to think about is like mental imagery, projecting, seeing something in your mind that you want to achieve, kind of painting that picture of the goals you want to reach, painting a mental image of the success you want to have. That is envisioning. Now, as a leader, you have to imagine as a future possibility. You have to visualize. You have to look forward. And as a leader, you have to also share that with those that that follow you, those that you're in charge of, those that come to you and see you as a leader. That's what you have to do. You have to have the ability to share that vision with them, to say, hey, look, We're gonna make an awesome team, and this is how we're going to make it. And you show them, you tell them what you see in your mind, and you move from there. And then you get to the point that you're showing them and you're telling them that they actually start seeing it in their mind. They see exactly what you see. Not subjective, not like, well, I see a red cloud, yes, but is it fire engine red or is it cherry red? No, they see it clearly that it is fire engine red. The same thing with your organization, your mission, your vision, your goals within the organization. You share that with those that you lead, your peers, your coworkers, and everybody around you because they recognize you as a leader. Well, you share it to the point that, again, they understand that your vision of the company is fire engine red, not cherry red, fire engine red, not a pink or a dark pink, which is on the verge of red, but fire engine red. Because why? It is important that everybody is on the same sheet of music, that everybody understands, that everybody sees what you see. Because when a team, a group, a department starts seeing what you see, then can they all do everything they can to make it a reality. And then that leads to success. And everybody likes success. I mean, that's when you know you've achieved the transference of your vision. That's when you know that everybody is on board, everybody's on the same sheet of music, and everybody is going to win. Not bad, not bad at all. Now, something else to consider. There will always be individuals that just won't get it. It doesn't mean that they're bad. No, don't get me wrong. It does not mean that. It just means you're going to have to work a little harder with them to ensure that they fully, truly understand what you're trying to say, what the vision is that you're trying to convey. You cannot just give up on them. You can't say, oh, well, they're gone. They're out of here. That's it. No. Because again, everybody's different. Everybody is unique. And because of that uniqueness and because of the difference, everyone that you try to share your vision with, that you try to project your vision, it's subjective. Understand that. Because again, like I said at the beginning, is it fire engine red or is it cherry red? Is it a shade of pink? Because again, everybody will see red as something unique to them. I'm looking at my book cover and it is not fire engine red, but it's definitely not cherry red. It's a different color of red, different shade of red. And again, that's subjective, but yet I'm holding a stylus next to me, and that is fire engine red. Now, which is what I'm trying to convey. Well, I envision this red camera encased in red plastic. Well, is it fire engine red or is it cherry red? No, it's maraschino cherry red or Bing cherry red. There we go. Again, what's a Bing cherry and Bing cherry and what color of red is that? So you see where I'm going? It's all subjective, and there's so much variance out there that you have to work you have to work that much harder just to ensure that everybody is on board. And those that don't get it, you have to work with them until they do get it. Now, it doesn't mean going out there and beating them with a baseball bat. No, don't get frustrated. It's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is work with them. And who knows, have other members of your team work with them. See, as a leader, you have got to make sure it's your job, it's your duty, it's your responsibility as a leader to ensure that those individuals get it and that those that already get it help those that don't get it. And when they start seeing a pattern form, and when they start seeing that everybody's doing things this way, it makes it a little bit easier for those that didn't get it at the beginning to get it, to finally get it. And that, my friends, is, again, success, because now you taught others and now others can teach others, and it goes down the line and it creates success every step of the way. Now, another consideration is to ensure that your vision, your envisioning, your dream, your image, your mental image of the success is not deviated or moves away from or veers off to the right or the left of the organization's overall objectives, the overall mission, the overall vision, the overall goals of the organization. Now, if you're the CEO or the owner of the company, you can afford to adjust and make things change and happen as you go along. That's understandable. That's expected. However, if you're not, you need to keep in check. You need to be in check. Because if you fail and you start moving, you start deviating away from the mission and the vision of the organization to your thing, to what you believe it should be, guess what? That's not a good thing, because ultimately you're going to have to move back in. And unfortunately, if you start taking more people with you off course, and when I say off course from the organization's path, without permission, there could be bigger, greater consequences. And those are things we don't want to talk about, because again, as a leader, you have got to remain true to the organization. The organization had hired you, the organization you've committed yourself to, the organization that wants you there, because if they didn't, you would have been gone. It really is that simple. And this is the 21st century. There's no time for nonsense. So think about it. Be careful what you do. Have your mission, have your vision, have envision. See your future, see the goals of the organization, see yourself in that future, see your team in that future, see your department, see the entire organization in that future. But you have got to make certain that you don't deviate from the established path. Now, obviously, there's going to be people that come in and say, well, I can do this better. Who do they think they are? They don't know anything. Yeah, they've been in business for X number of years, but how could they not know anything? Seriously. And that's okay. There's always going to be people like that. And you need people like that. Not just to set them straight, but to show them the error of their ways. Okay, yeah, I like that. But also to help kind of question the organization. Well, you know what? Times are changing. Maybe we need to change a little bit. But we've been successful X number of years. Well, it doesn't mean you're not going to be successful in 2016. What it means is you have got to be flexible enough to change your path, change your directions, change your vision, and to share that change with everybody else. And also be accepting of somebody else's vision of the organization. They don't have to be the leader. They don't have to be a recognized leader. It could be an entry-level person. But if they bring substance and value to the table, why not take a look at it? It's not going to hurt. And who knows? It might actually help. Well, listen, folks. I'm David Guerra. I am the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And I am also your host here on this podcast, The Walking Leader, episode number 69. Wow. This has been Envisioning, and I hope it helped. And if it has, let me know. Follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, or drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com. Let me know what you think of this episode. I thank you for your time. I thank you for downloading this podcast. I thank you for, thank you. I do appreciate it. I really do. So until next time, again, thank you very much. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you real soon.